Let us turn to Paul's epistle or letter to Philemon or Philemon, however you prefer to pronounce it. It seems to be one of the dividing issues in theology, whether it should be Philemon or Philemon. And for those of you unfamiliar with this small letter, you will find it to the right-hand side of the letter of Titus, Paul's letter to Titus. And if you're unfamiliar with that, there's little hope. But no, forgive my facetiousness. But this morning we're going to look at the most important relationship in a believer's life. The most important relationship in a believer's life. And we're going to read this epistle and look at it, examine it, and understand that whilst it is an epistle or a letter written from Paul to Philemon, a brother in the Lord, and also the master of Onesimus, who is mentioned in this letter, it is also a window into a conversation within the Godhead. Not the throne room of God. We're not welcomed into the throne room of God to hear what is proclaimed and whispered, as we heard in our reading this morning from Revelation, but rather we are brought right into the very midst of the Godhead itself. And we witness here a conversation that took place in eternity about each and every one of us. So let's begin. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow labourer, to the beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. I am sending him back. You therefore receive him, that is my own heart, whom I wish to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But without your consent I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed might not be by my compulsion, as it were, but voluntary. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord, having confidence in your obedience. I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. But meanwhile, also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that your prayers, that through your prayers, I shall be granted to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow labourers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask and pray you would be with us in the power and the presence of your word. Anoint your word to our hearts and our minds through our ears in order to hear what you have to say to us at this time. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is one of Paul's letters to an individual, just like his letter to Timothy, or his two letters to Timothy and to Titus. And it's a request to Philemon to accept his estranged slave, Onesimus, back into his household without any negative repercussions, on the basis that Paul is willing to pay for any loss incurred, and Onesimus is now a believer, not merely a member of Philemon's household, but rather his family, his spiritual family. So consequently, the letter doesn't appear to contain any apostolic doctrine or revelation of the Messiah, at least directly, which begs the question why it is contained within this canon of scripture, other than the fact that it is a letter by Paul to fellow believers, or a fellow believer. But as I've mentioned, the letter actually contains a lesson on the most important relationship of a believer's life, and a window into the relationship of the Godhead. As Christians, we worship the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A mystery, perhaps, three persons in one being, but nevertheless, a living, existing relationship that is the author of our salvation, along with our very being and the being of all that exists. So by way of background, Philemon, we understand, was a native of Colossae, which is a town near Laodicea on the way to Ephesus through Asia Minor, and it was a mountain spa town. But he was a fellow, or is a fellow believer, and a recipient, no doubt, collectively, of Paul's letter to the Colossians. And we understand from the letter that Paul writes to him that he is a householder, indeed a slave owner. And he appears to have met Paul in person at some point in time. Onesimus is Philemon's runaway slave, who may indeed have stolen something, where Paul refers in verse 19, he says, I will repay, I'm writing with my own hand, I will pay not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. It may be that Onesimus not only ran away from his master, but also stole things in order to fund his escape. And Onesimus, we understand, at that time was not originally a believer. But he encounters Paul in prison. He encounters Paul. So even though Onesimus has run away, nevertheless he finds himself still in prison, in servitude. And Onesimus was probably incarcerated either because he was identified as a runaway slave, or perhaps was having to continue stealing in order to fund his escape. But whilst in prison, whilst with Paul, whilst Paul, a righteous man, suffering this reproach, he encounters Onesimus and leads Onesimus to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, we understand, being that apostle, that prisoner of Messiah, and integral to Onesimus's conversion, who Onesimus then serves. And so this idea of a useless slave becoming useful is conveyed by Onesimus through his name and the sentence that that Paul pronounced, one who was useless but now profitable. Verse 11, it says, who once was unprofitable or useless to you, by now is profitable to you and to me. And in the Greek, that word profitable means Onesimus. And so Paul wants to see Onesimus and Philemon reconciled, not as master and slave, but on the basis of a new relationship. A new relationship between them. A new status. And Paul, as I've already mentioned, is willing to pay the cost to achieve this reconciliation at his own expense. So on the surface, there doesn't seem anything to justify including this personal letter, in the canon of Scripture. But when we open the window on what this represents, hopefully we will see a great deal more. Philemon, we understand, as the authority figure in this drama. He is the head of his household, the rule maker, the rightful ruler of his possessions. He represents order and justice. He is the authority figure. He is the patriarchal father figure who has been wronged. And in all of these senses, Philemon represents God the Father, the head of his household, the rule maker, the rightful ruler of his possessions, who communicates order and justice to us with his law written upon our hearts. He is the ultimate authority figure. There is no greater authority than God in his creation. And he desperately wanted and wants to be a father to us. But there is a problem. We come to Onesimus, a slave in a contracted relationship with Philemon. He has been purchased, but not a member of the family. As we know, as Paul tells us in the book of Galatians, a slave, a servant enters the household knowing that one day, once their usefulness has been completed, unless the householder is incredibly gracious, they will be expelled. Only those who are of the family get to remain and benefit from the inheritance and the security of that household. But sadly, Onesimus rejects serving Philemon, just as in the early verses of the scriptures in Genesis, we see Adam and Eve, who were made for fellowship with God in his household as children, but reject serving God. And instead, Onesimus allows self-interest to surpass his covenant or his contract obligations to Philemon. And as a result of that rejection, and as a result of running away and trying to hide from Philemon, Onesimus ends up in bondage, in prison. He is enslaved by the choice that he has made in his life. So Onesimus therefore represents, hopefully as we can see, fallen mankind. Man who was created into a covenant relationship with God, with privileges, but also in a sense obligation, but allows self-interest to surpass those covenant obligations. Rejecting God, man runs away, seeking freedom from God's nature. But in seeking freedom from serving good, man ends up in bondage to sin, death, and Satan. Meanwhile, Paul, our wonderful Paul, is the innocent one in this drama, who nevertheless finds himself in prison. Just as the Lord Jesus was totally innocent. There was nothing between him and the Father. But nevertheless, he descends into this world, enters into the prison of this world in order to meet slaves like you and I who need to be set free, who need to be reconciled once again to the master of this household, to the one who created benevolently rather than dictatorially. Paul is the one who serves righteousness, but is accused amongst the sinners. Finds himself, just as the Lord Jesus did, amongst the sinners in that jail. And what does Paul say? Verse 17, if then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. Paul draws upon his relationship, his equality with Philemon, and substitutes himself for Onesimus. He says, receive him as you would me. Let him take my place. Just as you would put on a feast, a banquet, where I come to visit or return to you, I ask you to do the same for him. Receive him as you would me. Verse 18, as we've already mentioned, Paul says, put it on my account. Whatever he has done, hold me responsible and not him. And that is what we have just celebrated with the emblems of the bread and the blood. The fact that Christ has taken our sins upon him, removing them from us, taking them upon himself. And then as he says, Paul says in verse 19, I will repay, I will atone, I will compensate you for all of the reproach of Onesimus running away and whatever he has taken and the absence of time when he has failed to serve you, I will repay. Onesimus couldn't repay, but Paul could because of the relationship that he had with Philemon. And in this sense, I hope that you can see that Paul represents the Lord Jesus Christ, who became part of man's fallen narrative through the incarnation and particularly his physical death. So just as Paul shares Onesimus's fate in finding them both in prison, so too Christ came in the likeness of fallen flesh and shared in our fate. And like Paul, Jesus pays the sinner's debt, a debt that we cannot pay for ourselves. And then from this, what happens to Onesimus? He receives a new identity from his Saviour. What does Paul say in verse 10 of Onesimus? He says, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in chains. Onesimus entered that prison as a slave, but he leaves that prison as a son because of his encounter with Paul. Just as we are born into this world as slaves, but through encountering the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be begotten again, born again, given a new origin than our natural origin, but a new origin in and from the Lord Jesus, the Word of Life. Just as we know that our physical existence is down to our physical DNA, God offers us a completely new story in spiritual DNA, changing our identity, redeeming us from our debt, reconciling us back to the Father through him. So Onesimus has a new identity and he has a new relationship based upon that identity. As Paul says, receive him as a brother, receive him as a member of the family. What a privilege it is that we are members of the family of God. Whatever earthly family you are a part of, whatever nation that we are a part of, pales into significance compared to the fact that we are members of the family of God. That we are free to return home to our Father. Not to be sent to the prison of the grave and Sheol. Paul's intention is for Philemon to receive Onesimus back on the authority of Paul and the covenant Philemon and Paul share in, or the relationship that Paul and Philemon share together. Just as God the Father receives us believers back to him on the authority of the Son, because of the relationship between the Son and the Father. That alone, that relationship within the Godhead alone, is what redeems us. Without that relationship, without this conversation having taken place, I will go and I will atone for them. I will take their place. I will pay for their sin. Without this conversation, we don't have the entirety of this conversation. However, we have seen how Philemon represents the Father in this conversation. We've seen how Paul represents the Lord Jesus in this conversation. But there is another person involved in this letter, represented by the letter itself. The fact that we can read it, the fact that it exists. Because we're told all scripture is God-breathed, it's inspired. All scripture is not merely the result of human intention, but the exercise and ministry of the Holy Spirit. So the fact that we can hear of the love that the Father and the Son share, the fact that we are made aware of the redemptive work of the Son, is because of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that has written this letter through Paul to communicate this message to us today. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all contained within this one letter, calling us, finding us in prison, finding us enslaved to the nature of this world, unable to escape on our own authority and by our own means, but being offered the means of redemption, to be reconciled, rewarded even though we don't deserve it. The relationship between Philemon and Paul is based upon grace and truth. They share grace together. The Father and the Son are grace. They are benevolent favor upon those who do not deserve it. And look at the intimate language that exists between them in this letter. In verse 9, Paul says, being such a one as Paul, the aged and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. It is Paul's identity, just as it is the Son's identity, whereby he alone could appeal as an equal to the Father on our behalf. Verse 12, Paul says, I am sending him back. Only Jesus could make the way for man to return to God. That, Paul says, is my own heart. God, as we know, desires to save sinners. And it is the Son's pleasure to save us. As he says in verse 14, with your consent, united in their purpose and will to bring salvation, united to reconcile Onesimus, who was useless but becomes useful through the Lord Jesus Christ. Interestingly, verse 19, Paul says, you owe me. Only the Son could say to the Father, because of what I have done, you owe me this. And finally, The Lord, Paul says in verse 22, he says, prepare a room for me. What did the Lord say? I'm going to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. And ultimately, all of this founded upon what we see in verse 25, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So we read in letters written and reprinted by men of this request by Paul to Philemon on behalf of Onesimus, that they would be reconciled, restored. Onesimus would even enjoy all of the privileges of the household as a member of the family and not merely as a servant. But at the same time, hopefully we can see that conversation within the Godhead of the Son appealing to the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit, that whosoever calls upon him will be saved. May God bless this word to us this morning.